From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, May 2nd. Coming up, we'll learn about a program called Skills on Wheels that helps students navigate challenges they might face when using their wheelchairs. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. One of the two protesters arrested during last Friday's pro-Palestine rally at the University of Illinois was arraigned in the Champaign County Court yesterday. George Vosolatos was charged with one count of mob action and one count of obstructing a peace officer. He says he was held in custody for approximately 32 hours.
Conditions inside the jail are very isolating. There's no clocks. The lights are on 24/7. There's no sunlight. I think a lot of folks kind of understand this in the abstract, that the conditions in there aren't great, but being on the inside really helps you understand in a new light.
The mob action charge is a Class 4 felony with a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison. The obstructing a peace officer charge is a Class A misdemeanor and can result in up to 364 days in jail. Vosolatos' next court date is set for the end of the month. Yesterday marked the 16th annual Illinois Muslim Action Day, or IMAD, at the Illinois State House. The Council of Muslim Organizations of Greater Chicago called on state lawmakers to demand a ceasefire in Gaza during a press conference. Safiq Abubakar is one of the organization's board members. He says while IMAD is usually a day to advocate for legislation that impacts Muslims in Illinois, this year is different.
We urge legislators to support bills for our community and for the larger community. But we urge them to amplify our voices and address the suffering in Gaza as well.
The organization also called for university leaders to have, quote, meaningful conversations with pro-Palestinian student protesters as demonstrations continue across the state and country. A top obesity doctor in Illinois says the state should provide expensive injectable weight loss drugs to poor and disabled residents. Dave McKinney reports.
Dr. Anthony Oriyama is an expert in obesity medicine and a past president of the Illinois Obesity Society. He says if Illinois is going to cover injectable weight loss drugs for state workers, as WBEZ has reported, it should do the same thing for the state's 3.9 million Medicaid enrollees.
If it's good enough for the state employees, it should be good enough for patients with Medicaid.
Data show Medicaid recipients have higher obesity rates than the general population. WBEZ asked Governor J.B. Pritzker's office why Medicaid isn't included in its $210 million plan to offer that drug coverage to state workers. A spokeswoman says they're, quote, open to conversations about broader health care equity. This is Dave McKinney.
Soon a trillion cicadas will emerge in the area. To keep them from hurting trees, gardeners have advice, and it involves something ballerinas wear. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco has more.
Stephanie Adams with the Morton Arboretum in Lisle has two jelly bean-sized cicada nymphs in her hand. She just pulled them out of the ground.
This one isn't as far as long. You can see by the color and the size.
They lay eggs in young trees, which can hurt them. The best protection? Tulle, the material used to make tutus. Rochelle Frosch with the Arboretum throws a tube of tulle over a crabapple tree. She rolls up the sides and staples them closed.
You can see the holes are small enough that it'll protect it from the adult cicadas.
The material prevents female cicadas from laying their eggs in tiny branches. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, WBEZ News.
The Fighting Illini men's basketball team added former Evansville forward Ben Humrickhouse from the transfer portal. Humrickhouse averaged nearly 15 points a game and 4.7 rebounds last season and shot over 40% from three-point range. He will join new Illini Jake Davis, Trey White, Kylan Boswell, and Kerry Booth to make up one of the best transfer classes in the nation. These five will replace prominent players like Terrence Shannon Jr., Coleman Hawkins, and Dane Danja, who have either declared for the NBA draft or transferred to another school. Still to come, we'll learn about a program called Skills on Wheels that helps students navigate challenges they might face when using their wheelchairs. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show, it's well known global warming is changing our environment and our weather. But what's it doing to us? That's the question neuroscientist Clayton Page Aldern set out to answer in his new book, The Weight of Nature: How a Changing Climate Changes Our Brains. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Wheelchairs may seem straightforward to use until you need to move up and down hills or curbs. Around 3.7 million people use a wheelchair in the U.S., but some are not taught these advanced skills in physical therapy. Side Effects Public Media's Elizabeth Gabriel reports on a free program that helps young children glide through everyday life.
Savannah Helton is 12 years old. She has spina bifida, which means that her spine didn't form properly. She needs a wheelchair, and lately, she's been practicing how to do wheelies.
It's basically where you push two times, and then you pop into your wheelie. So that way, if you're going up like a curb, you can get into your wheelie so you can go up the hill or the curb or wherever you're going.
Savannah is part of an Indiana University program called Skills on Wheels. Kids spend multiple days in a gym learning how to navigate using props like ramps and curbs. But today's the day they practice those new skills outside in an everyday setting. Tony Chase is the program director of Skills on Wheels. He says a child's confidence takes a big hit if they don't know how to use their wheelchair. Kids may decide to skip certain activities at school or with friends if they know there will be obstacles like narrow doors or stairs.
We would love to change the world and just make it all of a sudden accessible, but that's a little bit too lofty of a goal. So instead, let's try to make kids more confident in navigating this inaccessible world.
Researchers have developed a list of core skills that are essential for navigating a wheelchair in a variety of environments. But kids might not learn these skills in school or even physical or occupational therapy. Maria Fuchs is an occupational therapist volunteering with the program. She says she didn't learn a lot about hands-on wheelchair training during grad school.
A lot of times, wheelchair training isn't like a main focus. It is something that can get funded, but a lot of times other things like feeding or dressing or play skills, things like that, are kind of the priority.
She says kids often just learn the basics, like using the wheel locks and how to take the wheelchair apart. And that's if their insurance covers it. Kiri Morgan is a researcher at Washington University in St. Louis. She says some people might have a wheelchair, but their insurance won't reimburse them for rehab to learn how to use it.
There's this gap in education. There's this gap in actually having the environment in the medical model where clinicians know how to justify it in their notes so that health insurance pays for it.
That's why Morgan says it's common for wheelchair users to learn new skills through other people with disabilities or watching online videos. But that isn't always accessible or safe.
What did you work on so far? Let's recap.
Two of those hills.
Going down the hill.
And going up the hill.
And going up the hill. And then
the, I'm just going to say wheelie because I can't remember.
The Skills on Wheels program is also a chance for kids to socialize with others in wheelchairs, something that doesn't happen often in Savannah's small town of Kokomo. And for Savannah, mingling means chatting about her absolute favorite show that's actually roughly twice her age.
After this, we're taking a talking about Grey's Anatomy break.
I like it. I think it's been well earned.
You're doing a good job, kiddo.
Now they're back to practicing, but large wheelchairs are heavy. That's why Savannah's mom, Chanda Helton, holds onto a strap that connects to the back of her daughter's wheelchair so it's safe for Savannah to practice wheelies. The program isn't just helpful for Savannah. It allows Helton to learn proper techniques in case the wheelchair starts to tip backwards.
It's amazing. First time I watched her, I had tears in my eyes. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's my baby girl.
She's not a baby anymore. How are you?
Savannah and her parents plan to come back next year. In the meantime, she hopes the program will also have guest appearances from some of the Grey's Anatomy characters to help encourage the kids.
I just said, like, Patrick Dempsey, his character is one of my favorite characters.
Elizabeth Gabriel, Side Effects Public Media.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 86 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Jade Marceau, Dave McKinney, Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, Colin Highslope, and Elizabeth Gabriel. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.